situation. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. President.
What do you have?
In Saigon, or in Da Nang, rather, it appears that there may be a peaceful settlement of the situation there. We have two cables in from Ambassador Lodge in that situation. And yesterday afternoon, Key met with Tri Quang, Thin Min, and other Buddhist leaders. And at this meeting, the Buddhists asked Key to give them a letter outlining the government's position. And Key did give them a letter. And in the letter, it made two promises. One, that the government agrees to convening a national political congress within the next few days. And B, that the national political congress would consider either establishment of a council for drafting a constitution or the establishment of the constitutional assembly. And the Buddhists promised with this statement that they would do their best to calm things in Saigon and central Vietnam. After that time, General Key went up to Da Nang to take charge of the forces up there. And later, the Buddhists decided to go up and have another meeting with General Key.
Up at Da Nang?
Up at Da Nang, yes.
Same group?
No. Bu Diem, who is the Undersecretary for Foreign Affairs, had agreed to send emissaries to talk with Key at Da Nang. They were going to send up Thien Minh, but they decided on sending two lesser Bonzes. And according to the Minister of Health, who is an intermediary to the Buddhists, the Bonzes are carrying a letter to Key signed by all senior Buddhists, including Tam Chau. The letter, purported to be in respectful terms, talks of desire for peaceful solution, expressed willingness to calm the situation, and asks for another high-level meeting with Key. Bu Diem expressed annoyance over the fact that the Buddhists had waited until the last minute to make the offer. Nevertheless, Diem is getting in touch with Key to counsel patience and urging him to meet with Buddhist representatives. Now, we have had no violence reported from Da Nang, or indeed from anywhere else in South Vietnam. And another cable from Ambassador Lodge breaking down the various cities says that Saigon, the city is quiet, and the military governor of Capital Military Region has imposed a 9-to-5 curfew until further notice. And in Hue, the city is relatively quiet with normal commercial activity. And in Da Nang, the Vietnamese Marines are still in Da Nang. They haven't moved out. There's been no clashes reported between the Vietnamese Marines and the Da Nang.
Did the rest of them get up there?
The two battalions got up, and the last report I had was that it would take all day to get the 3rd battalion in there. Of course, it's about 6 o'clock there now, so they may be all there by now. And in Dalat, the situation remains uncertain, with demonstrators still in evidence and an absence of firm government Vietnam authority. And the Trang, order prevails and the city is still under martial law. No political agitation reported in other hot spots in South Vietnam. Other cities and towns in the 1st and 2nd Corps area also appear quiet. The 3rd and 4th Corps areas remain untouched by political unrest, at least on the surface. And one other remark that Ambassador Lodge made about the Buddhists going up to talk with General Key. He says he believes these last-minute moves on the part of the Buddhists and Key were taken under threat to Key's use of force in Da Nang. How it will come out is not yet clear. It could, of course, constitute a Buddhist delaying action in face of the use of force. Latest word from Da Nang is that Key has not yet moved military units into Da Nang, but they are positioned on all approaches to the center of the city. We've had a little military activity reported so far. In operation, Lincoln is continuing, and the latest on that is that there are 43 Viet Cong killed, one U.S. killed and 4 wounded, and in Operation Circle Pines, there were 4 U.S. killed, 24 wounded, 40 Viet Cong killed. South Korean operation, 8 Viet Cong were killed, and negative reports on ROK casualties. And the cable that I was reading to you about the cities was the last one we have from Ambassador Lodge. We have no results of any of the meeting that General Key is having with the Buddhists as yet. That's pretty much the situation the way it is now, Mr. Preston.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.